This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Now it's time to get in to the word, as we say. It's our morning devotional, The Munch. And joining us this morning from the Cherry Street Mission Ministries, we have Hallie Timbo. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we'll learn more about you and what Cherry Street Mission does. But first, let's hear what you have to say, the word here.
Perfect. Yeah. So Cherry Street, we have a theme of the month. And so this month, and I think you'll be hearing about the rest of the week, but it is manhood and womanhood. And so, you know, as I started to think about this, I thought of my wedding, which was in January. And so one of the passages that we read at our wedding was from Ephesians 5, which is a really famous marriage passage. And, you know, everybody's probably heard the part about husbands submit to your wives, husbands love your wives. But if you kind of look at the passage as a whole, and then that next chapter two, it really speaks to the whole church and all of the Christian life. So I want to read what comes a little bit before that marriage passage from verses 15 to 21. So it says, "Look carefully then at how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." So you hear that word submission, which is a hot button word. But I think when you think of it in the context of submitting to one another, reverence for Christ, you know, that's not just a call for husbands and wives. That's a call for all Christians. And so we think about reverence for Christ, and that really affects the way that we see people and that we treat people. And it's really a call on our whole lives. And so submission really comes down to, I think, of humility, being humble enough, even if you think that you're right, not having to have the last word in a discussion with someone, or, you know, being humble enough to give of yourself. That is the perfect picture of Christ. So then it made me think again of Philippians 2, which is another passage actually that we read at our wedding. And so just wanted to wrap up with reading this little excerpt from Philippians 2. And I hope that we can all meditate on that today, just this idea of humility and of submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ, no matter who we're dealing with today, just being humble and being Christ-like in that. So Philippians 2 says, "If there's any encouragement from Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even on a cross." Yes, just that idea of humility and of lowering ourselves as Jesus lowered himself. And of course, being humble to God's will in our lives and submitting to what the Lord has for our lives is something I want to meditate on this week.
Great message. And if we would follow that, I think things wouldn't be as divided and crazy as they
usually
are.
Usually the way things go.
Good, timely word. Thank you. Can you pray for us?
Yes, absolutely. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and for this Monday, and that we get to start off the week on a fresh note. And I just pray for everyone listening today that they would be encouraged, that you would come alongside them today, and just that your Spirit would provide them with what they need. I pray that you would help us to approach life in a lane of humility today, and that we would realize that we have everything that we need from you, and that we are nothing without you. Amen.
Amen. That is Hallie Timbo from Cherry Street Mission Ministries, a newbie there.
I am.
First time doing a morning munch, so good job.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about what you do and just about Cherry Street Mission in general.
Yeah, so I am the volunteer coordinator at Cherry Street, which really has a rich history in Toledo. It's about 75 years old. We give housing to men and women who don't have housing in the city, but also you know, really want to address poverty from a holistic way. And so we are a Christian ministry and want to help people's spiritual poverty, but also material poverty and emotional poverty and relational poverty and things like that. And so there's all kinds of stuff that happens at Cherry Street, and we really kind of rely on volunteers to make that happen. We serve 3 hot meals a day, every single day of the year. We never close. We have workforce development programs and GED tutoring that we need help with. And you never know what's happening in the building. There's always something going on.
And the great thing about Cherry Street is you not only feed them, make sure they're clothed and have you know, place for shelter during certain times, mm-hmm. but you get them back out into the world, help them to get out of that situation.
And, exactly. Yeah, we call it Ready for Life.
Ready for Life.
That's what we call our program.
And anything special that Cherry Street does during the summertime, especially during hot days like today?
Well, during hot days, one of the things that we offer is our library. That's the number one thing that comes to mind because it is a great air-conditioned room. And so, you know, people will be outside on nice days. But we love having our volunteer-run library open all week long so that guests can come in and hang out in the air conditioning and read books and use the computers and, you know, everything like that.
All right. And you are the volunteer coordinator. So if people are interested in volunteering, what do they need to do? And are there any restrictions or qualifications?
There are a few restrictions. So since it's an adults-only shelter, all volunteers have to be 16 and up. And then if you're 16 to 18, you have to come with a parent or guardian to volunteer with you, which actually I think ends up being fun for most people. They get to serve with parents, but we have all volunteers go through an orientation. And so it's just quick. It's about an hour and it is on every other Tuesday and Saturday. So you can look at our social media if you want the schedule for that. But tomorrow evening at 5 p.m., we have an orientation at our main building, which is the old Maycomer High School building, 1501 Monroe Street. So I would love to have you join us.
And that's, don't think of the original, well, I don't know if it's the original, but the previous building, the small one there at 17th and Monroe.
Yes, but that's now the men's shelter.
Yeah, so there's this that big building, the old Maycomer High School. Mm-hmm.
Hard to miss. It's big. Rather imposing.
All right, Hallie, thank you so much.
Yeah, good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Glad to. And we'll have folks from Cherry Street Mission Ministries all week long for the Morning Munch on YES FM.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.